For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Columbia's grab-and-go meal service resumed Tuesday, offering free breakfast and lunch for Columbia Public School students between the ages of 2 and 18. Buses will drive routes delivering the meal packs to participating students. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says students don't have to have previously qualified for meal assistance to get help.
This is just an avenue for our families to still be able to access the meal, for us to be able to get as close to them as possible. And then, of course, if students have a specific need, they can't meet the bus at a given time if they have a class or they have transportation issues, those types of things, we are asking that they contact their school building so that we can begin to work on a plan for them.
Baumstark says the program will continue as long as it needs to. Meals will also be available for pickup at 4 schools in the district between 9:30 and 11 a.m. An ongoing initiative to process untested sexual assault kits in Missouri has produced 11 matches to DNA profiles of known criminal offenders, according to Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. The Columbia Missourian reports the initiative began under former Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. The initiative began after an investigation by the Columbia Missourian revealed the state had never done an audit to find out the total number of untested kits throughout the state. Of the 16 kits uploaded to the National DNA Database for prior offenders, 11 produced matches. More than 1,100 students at the University of Missouri have tested positive for the coronavirus, but as KBIA Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports, Governor Mike Parson insists colleges and universities are off to a good start.
Boone County, home to MU, has one of the highest growth rates for COVID-19 in the United States over the last 2 weeks. Students have complained about delays in case investigation and contact tracing. Governor Parson says his office is in regular contact with university leaders.
And most of the universities are doing an excellent job. Understand the situation. They were prepared for that when these positive cases come, and they're going to continually be there at this point.
Nevertheless, Parson says 18 to 24-year-olds make up the population with the fastest growth in cases in the state. More than 7,000 Missourians in that age range have tested positive for the coronavirus since mid-August. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBI News, Columbia.
Democratic candidate for Missouri Governor Nicole Galloway says she wants a state law that protects health insurance for people with pre-existing conditions. Galloway pitched the idea as part of a health care plan she rolled out yesterday. Galloway is trying to unseat Republican Governor Mike Parson in November. Parson didn't support an August ballot initiative to expand Medicaid health care eligibility to more low-income adults. He said doing so would be too expensive, but Parson says he'll implement the new policy anyway because voters approved it. Galloway and Parson are set to meet along with the Libertarian and Green Party nominees for Missouri governor for a debate in Columbia on September 25th. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.